Buckle up, everyone. You are strapped in and ready for the Insurance Hour with me, your host, Carl Sussman, the voice helping you navigate the world of insurance. Insurance is not complicated. It really isn't. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what insurance is, and that's why I'm here. I want you to understand what insurance is, what insurance isn't, what your expectations for a policy should be, keeping you informed and insured 1 hour at a time. Let's talk about insurance.
Buckle up, everyone. You are strapped in and ready for a deep dive into the complex and ever-evolving world of insurance in California. The focus today is on a hot-button issue that's making waves across the Golden State, the proposed insurance reforms by Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. The subject has garnered intense scrutiny and a chorus of concerns from a group of California's congressional delegation. It's a topic that's as intricate as it is impactful, weaving together policy, politics, and the practical realities of insurance in one of the nation's most dynamic states. At the heart of the debate is Commissioner Lara's sustainable insurance strategy. This strategy, while aimed at injecting stability and adaptability into California's insurance landscape, has raised alarm bells among a contingent of 32 Democratic lawmakers. The strategy revolves around a seemingly straightforward yet nuanced proposal to entice insurers back into specific fire risk zones with the carrot of more rate-setting flexibility. But as with many things in the realm of insurance, the devil's in the details. Representatives John Garamendi and Zoe Lofgren, spearheading the group of concerned lawmakers, are apprehensive. Their worry? That these reforms could potentially erode the consumer protections firmly anchored in Proposition 103 and dilute the commissioner's regulatory clout. To fully grasp the gravity of these concerns, a quick history lesson is in order. Cast your mind back to 1988. That was the year Californians, through a public vote, brought Proposition 103 into existence. This pivotal piece of legislation reshaped the state's insurance landscape. It placed the power of reviewing rate adjustments squarely in the hands of the state's Department of Insurance. It also transformed the role of insurance commissioner into an elected position, embedding a sense of public accountability into the fabric of insurance regulation. Why then do these proposed reforms sound alarm bells? According to the lawmakers, Lara's changes hint at a seismic shift in the commissioner's regulatory powers, a shift that could diminish the authority vested by the voters and, by extension, the commissioner's capacity to foster a stable insurance market. It's a classic case of policy reform balancing on a tightrope, straddling the need for innovation and the imperative to preserve hard-earned consumer protections. Consumer Watchdog, a group instrumental in drafting Proposition 103, echoes these concerns. They argue that the sustainable insurance strategy, while well-intentioned, falls short in fully safeguarding consumers, pointing to what they perceive as loopholes in the proposal. So, what exactly is this sustainable insurance strategy? It's Commissioner Lara's ambitious blueprint, designed to steer California's insurance market through the choppy waters of modern-day challenges. Central to this strategy is a deal, a quid pro quo, where insurers are encouraged to cover properties in high fire risk zones. In return, they're granted more leeway in rate setting. It's a move seen as a potential game changer in a state where wildfires have become a recurring nightmare. But therein lies the rub. This flexibility in rate setting, while potentially beneficial in drawing insurers back to high-risk areas, is perceived by critics as a double-edged sword. They worry it could open the door to higher rates and less oversight, a scenario where consumers might bear the brunt. This situation is a classic case of balancing innovation with protection. On one hand, there's an undeniable need for fresh approaches in a state where the insurance market is grappling with the new normal of frequent, devastating wildfires. On the other hand, there's a palpable fear of upsetting a regulatory ecosystem that has, for the most part, served consumers well. It's a debate that sits at the intersection of policy and pragmatism. How do you innovatively address the unique challenges of a changing climate and evolving market dynamics without unraveling the fabric of consumer protection? It's a question that doesn't have easy answers, but demands thoughtful consideration. as this debate unfolds, it's clear that any path forward must be trodden with care. It's not just about crafting policies, but about weaving together the diverse and sometimes divergent threads of stakeholder interests, market realities, and regulatory principles. The conversation around these proposed reforms is more than a policy discussion. It's a barometer of the evolving nature of insurance in a state that's no stranger to change. So, where do we go from here? Let me give you my two cents. Where we are right now is clearly, and everyone is in agreement on this, not a good place. 87% or more of the insurance companies that offered necessary insurance coverage in California have either left the state, stopped writing new policies, or put heavy restrictions on the policies they are willing to write. The result, again, not in debate, is that the insurers left are charging a premium for still offering coverage. It is the antithesis of no competition. No competition means higher rates. That is what we see now. Once again, this is not in debate. Therefore, what we have now isn't good, it isn't working, it is not serving the consumers of California. Far from it. What we need to do logically then is to do something different. Do the same thing as we are now and expect the same results. As we see now, make some changes and expect to see changes follow. We need to embrace the fact we are living in a state where catastrophic losses happen and will continue to happen. With the acceptance, we can see that rates will be higher than they were a decade ago. This is just math, not an opinion, not political, just math. So if we want to do what we can to get those rates, the premiums that consumers pay for their insurance as low as possible, what we need is a vibrant, competitive insurance environment where insurance companies are eager to write coverage and will compete for business. It is only with this competition that we can expect to see more insurance coverage availability and what will follow naturally, lower rates due to this competition.
If you have questions, feel free to reach out. I want to hear from you. Now it's your turn. Send me an email to the radio station at carl@am1290kzsb.com. That's K like Carl at am1290, K like Carl, Z like Zebra, S like Sam, and B like boy.com. I want to hear your questions. I want to know what's on your mind. Tell me what is happening and let me try and help navigate these wild insurance times. I am Carl Sussman, and this show is dedicated to Shamrock Up.